Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Amazon's exclusive Undone dropped Friday the 13th, and quite frankly, it has me undone. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, welcome back to Pilot Reviews. We love reviewing pilots here. New shows, we get in the know, and I just love everything about it. So welcome back. Guys, hello. We are missing Jeff today, but you know what? He's here in our hearts. He's here in our spirits. Mina, welcome back to Pilot Reviews. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And what Jeff would say was, he would say that you were inquisitive and that you were smart and bright and all those beautiful things. And then, of course, we have Tara.
Thank you.
Tara is favorite because she's super funny, comedian, on point with all of her opinions. So I'm glad that we're all here today.
We're doing it.
We are doing it. And we're doing it to Undone, which I thought was phenomenal. Guys, what were your overall thoughts?
I don't even know how to sum it up other than, like, wow. Like, Tara, this was an amazing recommendation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was just like, I didn't know what to expect. It's been a while since I've watched something on Amazon Prime, and I was like, damn, this needs to be on every single platform right now. It's so good. I was like, how is this only 20 minutes long? Like, I wanted to binge it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, control yourself, Mina. We're here only in, like, reviewing the pilot. Like, don't skip ahead. I skipped ahead like maybe like 10 minutes into the next episode.
I'm gonna be completely transparent. I skipped ahead like 4 episodes. It was that good, because they're like 23
so
minutes long.
Good.
It's an 8 episode season, so it's really easy to just be like, I'm drinking a glass of wine and being fully entertained. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Tara?
Phenomenal. I skipped ahead 1 episode. I'm gonna go home. I'll watch all 8. It's gonna be boom baby boom, the best day of my life. The show is great. From the first, I guarantee for anyone, tell me that you press stop at 60 seconds and tell me you're not actually engaged within the first 60 seconds. I don't think there's a lot of people that are going to be like, nope, I wasn't.
Facts. Literally stop whatever you're doing right now. If you don't even know what we're talking about, like, just watch the trailer. If you watch the trailer of this, you are sold. Like, I don't care what anyone says. The trailer alone is a work of art, and it is so incredible. And sometimes you watch a trailer and everything is, like, revealed and it's not cool anymore and it's not that great and all the highlights are in the trailer.
Yeah.
But for this, the trailer was like, wow, like, I just want it, like, the episode was, like, just as good, if not better, than the trailer. It
yeah,
was
super
crazy.
Engaging, for sure. What I thought was interesting, and we'll get into it more later, but what I thought was interesting is that this was, like, a quiet release. You know how
yeah.
Amazon kind of does that?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, blockbusters, they throw all the money into the ads, but this was like, we're just going to drop this here. Didn't hear much about it. Didn't know about it till you recommended it, Tara.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not okay.
Yeah.
There's so many choices. I want to watch good TV.
I agree. You know what's odd is that Amazon actually didn't drop any of their marketing or their billboards until Friday.
Yeah.
So I saw them drop on Friday the 13th, and then I drove by them a few more times and was like, what is this show? And there was more and more throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's very odd that they didn't do any pre-release like marketing. I had seen nothing about
yeah.
Undone whatsoever. And this show is phenomenal, and I think that it would engage with like 95% of people, I think, would be like, this show's great and really, really like it.
Yeah, it definitely resonates in all aspects of life. Guys, I do want to remind you that we are a pilot review show. We're not an after show, so we're only covering the pilot. The pilot meaning, did this show engage us enough that we want to watch more? Are we recommending that you spend your hard-earned time watching this new show? So it's not an after show. If you guys think we should do an after show for this, which I absolutely think we could do, even a limited series after
yeah.
show, we should absolutely do it because the show is fantastic. You know, I'm a little biased right now, so, but I think it's a great show. So that being said, why don't we do our pass or play right now and get it out of the way?
Oh, play, 100%. Like, I I have no qualms with this. I feel like even, like, I, like, my mom's always like, I don't want to watch a cartoon or I don't want to watch an animation. And I just thought, like, it was so visually pleasing mm-hmm. to me just to watch it like that. Like, it's a live action show
yep.
that they color in to make look like an animated type of thing. But it's, like, literally the actors are doing the movements, you know? It's not an animation. But it has, like, this really cool feel similar to, there was this movie called A Scanner Darkly that had a very similar look and feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, and if you if you're just tuning in to Pilot Reviews, we do Pass or Play, where we say whether we are going to continue to watch the show and whether we think that you should watch the show. So Mina is a play. Mm-hmm. Tara?
I'm a play. Getting off of The Scanner Darkly, it's the same people that actually were involved with Scanner Darkly are involved with this. So if you like that, you would probably like this, but, like, this is, the story is very different. And it's called Rotoscoping. Was actually, like, was invented in, like, 1910, and people have not used it for a very, very long time. And it is them actually acting, then they put animation over it. Mm-hmm. And you can tell within the delivery of the lines, it's a lot of times why I stray away from animation, because I'm like, well, I want to see what an actor is actually doing with their face or their body language when they deliver a line, especially if it's comedy. It truly, truly matters. And in this, from the first, like, couple of minutes, I could tell that, oh, this is an actual really talented actress, and I could read it in her face and in her body language and the way she was saying the lines, that I was like, oh, I'm truly engaged. And I could tell that it was them actually acting there in the present moment, which I truly enjoy.
Yeah. It's, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I am also a play, and like I said earlier on, I did sneak ahead like a little bit. Dude, I could have watched the whole series. I had time last night. So I didn't, but I do think that this is something that's special, and it's special because I haven't seen this before, and I haven't seen it in the extraordinary, like you said, acting in an animation dramedy like this before. So it's, like, brand new. I went into it blind, not knowing what to expect, and it delivers 1,000%. And let's talk about the breakdown of the characters before we move on. So let's talk about who is starring in Undone in this animated dramedy. Okay. So first we have Rosa Salazar. She plays Alma, which is the lead character. Mm-hmm. You know her from Maze Runner, from Bird Box, from Big Mouth, and Good Crazy. What do you guys think of her performance in this?
Oh, also Alita Battle Angel, just to throw that out there. Mm-hmm. So I think she has a thing for these animations. She was so good. Like, yeah. Just spot on with everything. I felt everything she felt, like, literally. Like, when she's talking about going through the routine of everyday life, she's like, I wake up, I brush my teeth, I go to work, I come home, I sleep, I wake up, I brush my teeth, I go, like, it's just, like, you feel everything she feels, like, to its core. Like, you, she does such an amazing job conveying this, and I did a little bit of research, and I found out she related a lot to the character in terms of, like, you know.
Who doesn't, though?
Having a, yeah.
Just, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who has not had those thoughts where you wake up, you're like, oh my gosh, is it time to wake up? You go, you brush your teeth, mm-hmm. you have the same breakfast because you're on this routine, you know what time you have to leave the house, you take your shower, and if you're in a relationship, yeah, you've been sleeping next to the same partner year in and year out. Like, who has not thought about that? And even if you're single, it's that same routine where you're like, you do the same thing every day, mm-hmm. whether you have a 9-to-5 or unconventional job. Like, even if you're an actor, you know, you're waking up, you're either going online, submitting, you're talking to your agent, or you're going on an audition, and it's the same thing that you do every single day.
Yeah.
And especially when you're, like, on the come up, you know, you're 20, you're 30s, you're trying to figure out your life. It's that routine that you don't realize you're already in.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's, wait, what? That, yeah. All of that. Crazy. Yes, I loved it. And I thought she delivered an amazing performance. And I'm not really familiar with this rotoscoping, mm-hmm. but I will say that she was able to deliver her feelings and expressions even in the anime,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's because she's actually, I think for her specifically, I very much appreciate her because I think she had really good comedic timing. There's a lot of lines that just, like, the way that she moves her hand when she's like, well, because your sister got engaged. And it's like, it's pretty funny that you can tell, like, that's just her doing it and they had to animate over it, you know? Like, she's just, she's doing it and she's great. And I love her both sides. And that doesn't always happen, meaning comedic and her drama side doesn't always combine with some people. And for her, she did it.
Next up, we have Constance Mary, who plays Camilla, which is the mom. You know her from the George Lopez show, Switched at Birth and American Family. She was like everyone's mom. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I kept wondering where I knew her from. I literally didn't see it until you just said it right now.
She's everyone's mom, especially if you're a girl and your mom is like, you know, you would look so pretty if you would just like... change those shoes. You would look so pretty if, you know, you would just cut your bangs. You would look so pretty if you would, like, wax your upper lip, like she said in this episode. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who has not related to that? I'm going to tell you a personal story because I normally don't tell personal stories, but I laughed my face off when the mom said that about the upper lip because I was in Africa earlier this year and I was wearing, like, a long summer dress. And, you know, I had been traveling, whatever. It takes, like, 2 days to get to Africa from here. And long story short, my mom, the first thing my mom said to me, she's like, I think you should shave your armpits. I was like, there was like maybe like a third of an inch of stubble, but that's the first thing she said to me and the first thing she caught. And I was like, yeah, that's okay, thanks, mom.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
But that's like, she plays everyone's mom, Camilla.
Yeah.
You know, like she does things in a loving way because she wants the best for you. But at the same time, the way you receive it, at least for me as a girl...
It's
you're too much. You're like, are you picking? Are you doing the poke, 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 poke? Because that's what it seems like. What do you guys think?
She's really good writing that line, like as a mom and an actor, of saying, delivering the lines as though, like, I'm doing this because I'm your mom and I love you. But there's like an underlying thing where if anyone else in the room is thinking, like, did she really just say that?
Right.
You know?
What'd you think?
Yeah, there was, like, a certain quality to her where, like, you feel, like, the sternness and, like, this traditional, like, Mexican upbringing, but mixed with, you know, like, this
Western.
Young girl also has, like, a white father, too. So it seems like there's something going on where, like, the mom just doesn't want her daughter to know everything about the dad. Like, the whole, like, oh, dad smoked? How come I didn't know this? Let me take this picture.
Yeah.
And you just feel like she's like very traditional, very protective of her daughter. At the same time, like wants her daughter to come to church, wants her to be a certain way. Doesn't really like, you know, like I don't know. It's just like, I think she played this part so well. Like just being a mom that cares, but like is still abrasive, but obviously loves her daughter so much.
Yeah, I think it's a balancing act. I think it's a balancing act, especially if you're an immigrant mother or family where it's the balancing between like the old world traditions and Western traditions, and knowing that, especially if you're a multi or biracial child, that you're balancing all of that in, you know, the U.S. because they're in San Antonio here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trying to balance all of that. So I think it was actually really, really well played. Mm-hmm. Next up, and I might butcher this name, so please don't give me grief. I'm trying. It's Siddharth Dewanja, who plays Sam, and you know him from this show, Undone, the Veal Brothers of Simi Valley, it's the Veal, I can't remember what I'm writing, the Real Brothers of Simi Valley, and Patty Jacks. What did you think of the boyfriend's performance?
I liked him, but he was a little underwhelming compared with, like, all of the other characters. He was sort of, like, an outside player that was, I think, added in to, like, highlight more of Alma's life and maybe how, like, sort of pale in comparison it was. Like, to him, it seemed like, this is really good. This is a great thing that I think a lot of people, when they see him and say that line in the moment in this pilot, that can relate to it fully. And there are people that in that moment completely relate to how Alma feels, but what she actually says out loud to the person that she's been with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think him being in this episode and being in this show, he's kind of there as like, there's a lot of things to grapple with, and that he is going to be one of them throughout the show, I feel like.
I like that he was more of, like, the mellow, like, not super alpha character in this show, because it kind of lets it be that, you know, the protagonist has, like, the spotlight, and it's, like, kind of revolving around her world, and he just kind of, like, lives in that world. Like, it doesn't really seem like he has a world of his own. He's like, yeah, like, you know, whatever you want. If you don't want kids, like, it's fine. We won't have kids. But maybe one day. And, like, he just doesn't, like, force his opinion. Mm-hmm. He's more about whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. Like, I'm here. You know, very sweet. I like their chemistry together because they get each other. But I feel like she wants someone who, like, bites back a little bit, who's like, oomph, you know, because she's so fiery. But I think it's good that he's so, like, soft and, like, I don't know, kind of like this demure, like, calm, grounded figure in mm-hmm. her life. Because everyone else is, like, crazy. Like, her mom's, like, kind of a little overbearing but is loving. Her sister is just, like, trying to, like, adhere to, like, this new way of life that her older sister considers, like, very white. And I feel like he's, like, the one constant in her life that, like, she knows what to expect out of her boyfriend. She knows he's always going to be there. He's always going to support her. And it seems like she sabotages that a little bit, you know? Yeah.
And I'm in the chat, guys, so if you see me looking down and on my phone, I'm not texting. I'm trying to read what you guys have to say, so I'll keep checking in.
Everyone seems to want an after show, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone is loving it.
Yes. Yeah, I enjoyed Sam's character. I think that what he portrayed really well was being in a long-term relationship, you tend to get super comfortable, and you know what sparks your partner and what doesn't spark your partner. And so, like, her, and this is a bit of a spoiler, but when she comes home and he knows exactly how to respond to her craziness, I was like, yeah, it's because this is not new to him. He's seen this before. He knows what to say, and he's going to say it just to get past the situation. Mm-hmm. But at the end, he's going to tell you how he really feels, and then he's going to be like, I'm going to bed. I loved it. I think it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Bob on Odenkirk. And I love this actor. Love him. Love him. You guys know him from Better Call Saul. You know him, of course, from Breaking Bad, Mr. Show, Nebraska. He plays Jacob, which is the dad that we find out, you know, something has happened to him during the course of this pilot. Being introduced to him, it was very brief. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised that he was playing the dad? I recognized his voice right away.
I recognize his face, and now it's coming to me. Yeah.
I was super surprised. I was like, what? He's in this? Yeah. No way! And then I got super excited because I adore him. He's a phenomenal actor. There's still some people out in this world that don't know who he is, and I think that's disappointing. So now I think a lot of people will know now, and I'm very excited for him because he has been around, like, for a long time, and I think he's been underrated for a while. Unless you know him from, like, Breaking Bad, but still even then, like, he's so good.
You think people don't know who he is? Even with Better Call Saul?
I swear to you, like, Odenkirk, and I say just, like, Odenkirk, and people are like, and I'm like, what? How do you not know?
See, I didn't even know him by name. I knew him by face. And when you said Better Call Saul, I'm like, well, I never saw Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. Oh, okay. And I know there's shows that I would totally be into if I got into it back then and I had, like, more time for it. But,
point proven, Linda.
Like, no, literally. Like, I've seen his face everywhere, so I know him. I can't place him right now. Like, I don't know what I've seen him in. But
he's phenomenal.
I've seen him in a lot.
He's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. And you know what? This is his face. Get to know it, everyone. Get to know it because he works a lot and he's a great actor. And last but not least, we have Angelique Cabral, who plays Becca, the younger sister of Alma. And you know her from Life in Pieces, Enlisted, Friends with Benefits, and Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. And I think she played, like, I don't have that, like, sister relationship, but I feel like she was portraying a really good, like, we're so different, but we're related, so we're gonna bond. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were so different. Like, she really believes one thing, and she wants to have, like, that happily ever after. Meanwhile, she knows that her sister is a little bit broken, and they have that sibling rivalry, but they also have that same love for each other.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like there was an underlying part of more of the mom within the sister, within Becca. Because I feel like family can get away with saying a lot of things that have a lot of, like, grievances underneath. Meaning when she says, you always make a losing choice. And I felt like, oh, that's kind of their relationship. In regards to Becca kind of tells Alma, like, hey, you're not choosing, like, the right path. And Alma's like, no, I'm making my own. And I enjoy that because I feel like that probably, I am an only child, but I feel like I see a lot of my best friends who have siblings that there's, like, this deep, deep love that you can say whatever you want to each other. Mm-hmm. And there's still that some hurt that will happen, but they both know that, like, they love each other. Mm-hmm. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, I like that I wasn't rooting for a specific character. Like, mm-hmm. I could totally relate to Alma, and then I could totally relate to her sister. I could totally relate to Becca being like, why can't you just be, like, a little bit more positive? You make losing choices. Like, why are you like this? Why are you doing this? And then I could kind of relate to Alma when she was saying, like, why are you, like, marrying into this life that I know you don't even want this life. You're doing what you think you should do. You think you just want to, like, have kids and a family, and this guy's rich and he's this and his family's racist, and she tries to defend her future husband. Yeah. Oh, he's not racist. Oh, why did he say, oh, did you learn that in Mexico? Like,
spoiler, like, spoiler, yeah. Spoiler.
Oh, yeah, spoiler.
No worries.
No worries.
Sorry.
No worries. Sorry, I didn't know that was a spoiler, but yeah. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the episode already. So yeah, I think she did such a great I thought she did a great job, like, being her, and she I don't even want to give anything away until we get to the spoiler section.
So why don't we do that? Why don't we just have that spoiler alert so that we can spoiler do that alert. Moving forward.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Guys, this is a point where if you haven't seen the show, you might want to put us on mute or come back to us later, because we are going to break down a little bit of the episode that we've seen. I do want to talk about the production of this a little bit. So it's directed by Hisco Hulsing, and writers are Lauren Arturo, and the creators of, and I know that you know the Bob, what is it?
Bob Odenkirk? Or what do you mean, Bob? You mean A Scanner Darkly?
No, so it's written and created by Kate Purdy and Raphael Bob Waksberg, who are also the creators of another show that's very similar to this. And I can't
BoJack,
think of
BoJack Horseman.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
BoJack Horseman, yes. And guys, it's so good. And BoJack Horseman has gotten a lot of really great critical acclaim and has, like, a fan base. Mm-hmm. And considered great TV as well. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that the writers and creators of that have created this?
From what my understanding, like, they're two totally different genres, but, like, I guess the same audiences would like them because it's still their vision. But this is more, like, of a dramatic... I was surprised that this show was considered a comedy, because I feel like it's more of, like, a dramatic show that has dark humor within it. It didn't really feel like a comedy, but I saw it categorized as one.
Well, it's categorized as a dramedy, which I think is exactly what it is.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Drama and comedy together. So it has that dark humor, but it's still dealing with a bunch of real-life issues. I do think that even though there are different genres, when you have great writing, mm-hmm. and when you have great creators, you create great stuff. And so I'm not surprised that this is getting the acclaim that and buzz that people are talking about, even though there wasn't a lot of marketing of this show. When you do great stuff, people are going to hear about it and they're going to want to watch. Do
you agree? Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%. I was not surprised, only because BoJack Horseman is very into comedy. This was written a little bit, if you watch the pilot, there's a lot of sketch-like material, mm-hmm. in regards to the editing and the cutting, especially when she's drunk, cutting back and forth when she's in a coma and out of it. That loop is a very comedic loop. So to me, it felt very much like sketch comedy, meaning if I'm going to be in a room with a bunch of writers, this is how we're going to write it. There's still a very underlying, this is very real, yeah. real life drama. But the top of it is like, that's the kind of laugh that I was doing throughout this within yeah. the editing, that I was like, this is probably a lot of sketch writers. Obviously comedy, yeah. So I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it employs a technique that we touched upon that I wanted to discuss a little bit more called rotoscoping, which uses live action footage as the basis of animation with bright colors, line work, special effects superimposed over the scenes to make them more vivid and dreamlike. And it's fantastic. It was my first experience with that. Had you guys seen this before and watched it in length?
I never watched A Scanner Darkly, but I kind of saw bits and pieces of it, and I, like, knew what this looked like. I think watching it through, it's so cool to see this type of animation, because you get, like, the benefits of seeing something live action, and kind of like what you were saying earlier, to see, you know, the characters' human facial expressions, right. But it's colored in, so you're immersed in this fantasy world, mm-hmm. with very real themes. But then it's not surprising when, like, you're watching the character and then she gets in a, like, car crash, another spoiler alert, and it's like switching in between, like, worlds in a way, like, mm-hmm. There are, like, some surreal aspects to the show, and just the movement and everything, like, it gives it a different feel. Because when you have it in, like, this animated form, even though it's, like, real acting, you feel like, okay, you're in her mind. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like when I'm watching it. I don't feel like I'm watching just something animated. I feel like I'm watching the actual real facial expressions, but this is her world now. Yeah. And I can fully immerse myself in it versus if it were just a straight-out animation or a straight-out live action. I think it's the perfect medium for this story.
What do you think, Tara?
Yeah, I really enjoy rotoscoping in a sense that they can kind of bump up the emotions in regards to an actor when there's, like, a dramatic scene, mm-hmm. that you can kind of, like, make it seem, if they're not fully there, like, in their face, that with animation they can help you out a little bit. And I don't know whether or not they may or may not have done that in regards to her playing Alma, but I feel like if they did, you don't know. So, like, you get a better performance, even if the actor's not fully coming through with maybe a dramatic scene. I feel like there's a way to kind of help with that. Yeah. And it kind of allows you as an audience member to get what you 100% want out of these characters, even if there's a little bit of a flaw on the acting side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well said. I want to talk about a specific moment that really had me in the moment. So, sister is gotten engaged, and Alma is having some issues with it. And they go to the bar. They basically do a bunch of shots. They pick up the bartender. She's already now broken up with her boyfriend. So they come home to an empty house, and they're kind of playing like a game, mm-hmm. right? Truth or dare. And you could see that Alma was setting up that situation for her sister, knowing that her sister just recently got engaged, wearing her sister's ring, and then throwing it out there that she wants her to kiss the bartender. What was your reaction to that specific moment? Because I think that was the turning point of what sets up the rest of the season.
It just felt, like, super manipulative. And I get why she was doing it, because she explains, like, you know, after everything happens, hey, I'm not the one who forced you to kiss him. That was your decision. You have free will. You have judgment. You did that. Don't blame this on me. And it's like, well, hey, like, you obviously contrived a situation, coaxed her into it. It's like the devil whispering in your ear. And, like, I get, like, it honestly feels so selfish, because it feels like, you know, she's in this dark place, and it feels like Alma is like, okay, I'm in this dark place, but I see the truth, and you just want to hide the truth, and you want to believe in this fantasy world and marry this white guy who's racist, that you don't even love, that you're not necessarily attracted to, because you're convincing yourself that that's what life should be like. And I feel like she just wants to, like, burst her bubble, because she's coming at it from, like, even though I'm cynical and depressed and sad, at least I know reality. What do you know? You're living in this fake fantasy world. And she kind of wants to bring her sister down to her level. And that's why I was like, I don't like this at all. I think this is so horrible that you're, like, stealing joy away from someone. Even though it is their fault that they did it, you contrived the situation. You pushed them into that direction to be like, ha, see? Like, you didn't want to be with that guy. Mm-hmm. It just felt terrible. And to watch it, I was just like, you kind of see that she's not happy about doing it. Like, she goes to her room after everything happens, and she just seems so depressed. And she's like, well, that's what happened. Like, she's not excited. She's just kind of, like, jaded by life. And it's so sad to see. And I don't know. It just made you feel like a, like it made me feel a certain way watching it. I was like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I feel like Alma really just wants to get her point across and she wants to prove it. And I think what brought it all together is that she says, we're broken people. Broken people break people. And that is the highlight of this show. And that is the highlight and the underlying current to Alma is that she is very aware of her family history. She's the one who wants to find out more. She is not like her mom, not like her sister, who want to live as though these bad things that may have happened in the past, they overcome them. They're very much people who hold their head high and they're very prideful. Alma is aware of all the broken underlyings within her family system, and she is the one who's going to live up to it. And if that means that the rest of her family needs to come down with her to realize that, she's going to do whatever she can to kind of open up their world to that. And that may include a lot of bad things.
What she said.
That was beautifully stated. Exactly,
that was my point. Like, yeah. Even the broken people break people, that was it. That's what I got from that specific scene. Mm-hmm. And that, I felt, was one is going to set up the entire rest of the season. And it's relatable. It's true. And what's so interesting to me is that you see the world through your own lens, whether that's a broken lens, a clear lens, or a shady lens. That's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. Super good. So let's go ahead and rate this out of 5. So guys, if you haven't seen our show, we rate 1 to 5 the pilot. 1 being 5 being perfect. Gonna start with you, Tara.
6.5. I can't wait to go home and watch all of the rest. And I know you guys are saying you definitely want an after show for this. I'm sure you guys are, most of them watch the pilot. I'm thinking that these guys say 5, maybe 6.5 like me.
It's the first 6.5 on our pilot reviews. And guys, because you guys keep commenting, you know, you can change the trajectory of having an after show. So we will pass it on to our producers and hopefully we can make that happen.
Okay, Nina? Since we're breaking all the rules here, I'm going to give this a Rotten Tomatoes 100% certified fresh rating. I feel like Rotten Tomatoes needs to be used for Amazon Prime shows because it's like being used for movies. But honestly, this was so good. Like, when I give this a 5, it is like the highest 5 I can give something. It was such an incredible pilot, and it was only 20 minutes. Like, how can you not love this and watch it and want more? After 20 minutes, I'm like, give me more. I want all of it. It's so bingeable.
Yeah, absolutely bingeable. I am definitely with my co-host here. I'll do traditional 5 out of 5. I don't know if I've given a 5 before. You guys can remind me if I have.
She's a hard critic. I don't think I've ever heard her say 5.
I think I've done like 4.8, 4.9, but this is brilliantly acted. The writing, if you are into writing, this show, the complexities of the writing, but simplicity of it all is hard to replicate. And so I say bravo to the writers, I say bravo to the creators. This is a hidden gem. If you hadn't heard about it, I'm glad you're hearing about it now because you will thoroughly enjoy yourself. No matter if you're into anime, to dramedy, to comedy, to drama, this show has it all and does it all. And I couldn't say what specific genre, but I'll say it's good TV. And if you like good TV, you're going to like this show.
Or if you're going through a quarter-life crisis.
Like us? Why it resonates?
She's going through a quarter-life crisis. She's 28. She's going through grief still. She's a little... Like, I feel like I'm watching this. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I feel like this show is mirroring, like, my life right now. She's just super cynical. It's the only difference.
Well, I think what is true is that in just like the show that we reviewed last week, it resonates because you've been through it. Doesn't matter where you are in your life journey, you've been through something that resonates. And when it's a story that's told well, then how can you not watch?
It's right? So good,
because you're like, oh, this is so relatable.
Like, I can't even say that it's told well. It's told, like, excellent. Like that's, like, such an understatement. Like, I don't even know how to describe this show. Like, you have to watch it to really appreciate it.
That's all. So we also do If You Like. So if you like a certain type of genre show, you will like this show. Do you guys have any suggestions?
This is really hard.
I put, if you like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, if you like Too Old to Die Young, if you like The Tick, because it's also like a psychological in-depth but comedy side, then you will like the show.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I'm like, that's dead on. It's also an Amazon Prime original, which I don't know. I've been watching like the a lot of Showtime shows lately, which I'm obsessed with. But I'm just thinking of good shows that I really like that I wanted to go home and binge, which was on Becoming a God in Florida and The Affair. Good. And now I'm going to go home and watch the rest of this. And as you guys know, we did Couples Therapy last week for TV Pilot Reviews, and I watched all of those. That show is very different. I'm just saying, good shows with good writing, they're in the same category to me of, like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to tell everybody that I come in contact with, like, what have I been doing? Go home and watch Undone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Also, like, do you guys remember that movie Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell and Emma Thompson? Like, way back in the day.
I don't believe I watched it, but I have seen it pop up.
There's something about it that reminds me of this show. Like, just a teensy bit because of this concept of, like, is she going crazy? Or, like, is, like, her reality real? Or is it fantasy? Like, what is real? What isn't? And then also, like, the bits of comedy in between. And then just having a central figure that's so depressed and jaded by life, but also so relatable. Because usually, we don't relate to characters that show the worst of the human condition. Yeah. We tend to relate to characters that show the best. Like, we always want to be like, oh, yeah, like, I totally relate to this protagonist. She's happy-go-lucky. But, like, this is, like, a protagonist that has a lot of, like, you know, issues. Ugly characteristics, and yet she's so relatable.
Yeah.
And, like, I totally get it, and I feel for her, and I felt the same thing she's felt before. I think, like, the way the story is told is absolutely beautiful, and just her facial expressions, like, and I saw this in Alita Battle Angel, the other movie she was in, where the animated CGI figure, like, had big eyes and was super expressive, and I see it again in this, where, like, she's just so overly expressive with her face. That's what I felt. Like, you can tell when she's just, like, over it, and she's, like, done, and the way she walks when she has, like, her bra on, and she gets to her room, and it's just, like, such a dejected look on her entire face, and like a look of like giving up. And yeah, like the way the whole, you know, first episode ends, you're just like, oh wow, that's the perfect way to end a first episode. It's almost the way you would end a last episode.
Yeah, and even down to the title. So the title is The Crash, and you really do see that throughout the pilot. Like I said before, I skipped ahead quite a few episodes, and I want to say this quote that I wrote down that I feel really sums up this show. The show rests on the ambiguities between reality and perception, objectivity and subjectivity. So it's saying a lot, but it's not saying anything at all. And this is that. And I have to tell you that as you move forward, you will not be disappointed, because it gets so much more complex and so much more in depth that you're like, Where has this show been? It's 2019. Where have you been? This is what we want. Mm-hmm. Especially with all the streaming services that are popping up now, going into fall TV. This is something that you are really, really, really wanting to watch on Amazon Prime. And it being an original, yeah.
I love depressing shows in the fall, like transitioning into the winter season.
I feel like this show makes me truly happy. I mean, when she compares, like, what am I doing comparing these beans are better than these beans? And also, she calls kids little C-U-N-T's too. And I'm like, this is real life. This is real people. This is what we all think of, like, you're going to be like that in the grocery store and be like, I should get this out because it's probably better than this. And you're looking at the brand. And sometimes you tap into that little part of your brain, just like Alma, that's like, what the F am I doing here? Good. Like, is this my life? And this is what this show will give you. You're going to be sitting in your chair being like in the back of your brain, just so happy that you're like, this show gets it.
Listen, it's, you guys, so true. It's all facts. It's all facts. Just this week, I was having this conversation with a good friend of mine where I was talking about, I love Gelson's salads, the salad bar. I can't explain it to you, but I love it. And I will go to Gelson specifically for a $30 salad. Now, I'll also go to Pavilion's and try their salads. I've tried Ralph's salad bar, and I don't know why, because it's all just cut vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Gelson's.
It's organic.
Gelson's is far superior, in my opinion. That's so funny. Then, so when I saw this bean this bean challenge Alma was having. I was like, oh, that is my life. But with salads.
Yeah. It's funny. We sometimes place such a huge degree of importance on the most trivial bullshit, like, literally. And I, like, catch myself doing it. And when I saw her, like, complaining about doing it, I'm like, that is literally my life. I'll be like, should I go with these, like, silver shoes or, like, the a little bit, like, off-gray ones? Like, eh. And I'm like, no one's going to see my shoes.
I'm
like,
telling you.
No one's going to see it.
You. Down to the tequila shots when you know tequila is a bad decision in your life after you've had one.
Because
you
never,
you are never only going to have one.
Also, what I loved, last final thought really quick, is that what I really, really appreciated about this first episode are, like, the beautiful narrations throughout. Like, when she's kind of talking about mm-hmm. her, like, stream of consciousness thoughts and how she feels about her life. But then also when she's telling that story to the child in daycare and she takes her into the cave and they create this cave and she's like, I'll come in the cave with you. And it's, like, this beautiful moment where you can tell, like, she wants to shut the child up, but she simultaneously wants to escape out of her reality into a different reality that's safer.
And that's going to be a big scene moving forward.
Oh, is it?
Right now, that's
okay.
A big scene.
Wow.
Do we want to shout out anyone in
yes.
the live chat?
So that's exactly what I was going to do. Damien Picardi, ER's grandpa, and Millicent D. Thank you guys for joining the chat. I'm sorry I was a little slow. Millicent said he watched all episodes in 2 days. ER grandpa said that's the first time he's ever heard Linda give a 5.
Facts.
Yes. And Damien Picardi said he was up in the air and now, and he's glad that he caught this because he watched it and he also saw No More Marketing. So we're happy to help, guys. Thank you for joining the chat. Sometimes I don't want to look down and be chatting you back, but keep joining. Make sure that you give us like a ton of thumbs up. Please keep commenting and make sure to like subscribe. Give us 5 stars, you know, so we can be awesome for longer.
Everything that she said. Guys, thank you so much. Next week, same time, same place with the same great panel. Where can they find you online, Tara?
Guys, you can find me anywhere online, but especially YouTube, Tara Erickson. That's T-A-R-A and then E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina, and you can follow me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Guys, I'm all across social media at Linda So Girly. Please stay tuned. I have 90-day fiancé breaking news. I have 90-day fiancé the other way breaking news, so stay tuned, all here on AfterBuzz TV. Bye for now.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.